Deuteronomy chapter 23. No one whose testicles are emasculated or his penis cut off may enter into the assembly of the Lord. No one of illegitimate birth may enter into the assembly of the Lord, even to the tenth generation. None of his descendants may enter into the assembly of the Lord. No Ammonite or Moabite may enter the assembly of the Lord, even to the tenth generation. None of his descendants may enter into the assembly of the Lord, because they did not meet you with food and water on the way when you came out of Egypt, because they hired Balaam the son of Beor from Pethor of Mesopotamia to curse you. But the Lord your God refused to listen to Balaam, and the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing for you, because the Lord your God loved you. Do not seek their welfare or their prosperity all your days. Do not detest an Edomite, for he is your brother. Do not detest an Egyptian, because you lived as a foreigner in his land. The children of the third generation that are born to them may enter into the assembly of the Lord. When you are encamped against your enemies, keep yourself from anything impure. If anyone among you is unclean because of a nocturnal emission, then he must go outside the camp. He must not just come back into the camp. When evening comes, he must bathe himself in water, and then at sunset he may come back into the camp. You shall designate a place outside the camp where you can go to relieve yourself. You should have a spade among your utensils, and when you relieve yourself outside the camp, you must dig a hole with it and cover up your excrement. For the Lord your God walks in the midst of your camp to deliver you and to defeat your enemies before you. Therefore your camp is holy, so he should not see anything indecent among you and turn away from you. Do not hand over an escaped slave to his master who has found refuge with you. Let him live with you, in your midst, in any place he chooses, in any of your towns he likes. Do not oppress him. None of the daughters of Israel is allowed to be a temple prostitute. Neither should any men of the sons of Israel be a temple prostitute. You may not bring the fee of a prostitute or the wage of a male prostitute into the house of the Lord your God for the completion of a vow, for both of these are detestable to the Lord your God. You must not charge interest on a loan to a fellow Israelite, whether a loan of money, food, or anything that may be lent with interest. You may lend with interest to a foreigner, but may not charge interest to your fellow Israelite, so that the Lord your God may bless you in all your endeavors in the land you are about to enter to possess. When you vow a vow to the Lord your God, you must not delay in fulfilling it, for the Lord your God will certainly demand it from you, and you will be guilty of sin. But if you refrain from taking a vow, you will not be guilty. Whatever your lips have promised, you must carefully do, just as you have freely vowed to the Lord your God with your own mouth. When you enter your neighbor's vineyard, you may eat your fill of grapes as much as you want, but you must not put any in your basket. When you enter your neighbor's standing grain, you may pluck ears of grain with your hand, but you must not swing a sickle on your neighbor's standing grain.